My pleasure. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call tonight. I'm really, really glad you're here. You're about to hear a story that many of you may not believe, but believe me, it is what I experienced and went through. I served 22 years in the United States Navy. Fortunately, not one day on a ship. I call that a perfect Navy career. I was originally stationed in a squadron with big four-engine turboprop airplane called a P-3 Orion. And I started out in that aircraft platform from day one and ended up becoming a flight engineer in that plane and did that for my whole career, amassing over 10,000 flight hours, most of it during the Cold War. But part of my career, I was stationed at a research and development command in Warminster, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia, right after Gulf War I. And because Saddam Hussein used sarin gas on our people in that war and many people got hurt, they got hurt because the biochemical suit that they were using to defend the troops from attack did not function very well. And so we didn't know if we were going to have to go back in after they kicked him out of Kuwait, if we were going to have to go into Iraq or not. And there was a big push to get this suit developed and functional as soon as possible. So I volunteered to help do that. And part of that process meant we had to test these suits under extreme combat-type conditions. And I used to wear these suits while riding in the same centrifuge machine, big, huge machine that spins around the room that the Apollo, Gemini, and Mercury astronauts used to ride in. Many times, I've got over 300 hours in the centrifuge over a three-year period. Typically, we'd pull like 4 to 6 or 7 G-forces. One G-force is what you're at right now. 2 G-forces is 2 times your body weight. 3 is 3 times, on and on. My, of course, a lot of naval aviators were very competitive. We didn't want anybody else to outdo us, and so we all tried to go as far as we could. And my personal best ever, not all the time, but was but once or twice, I achieved 9.2 Gs before I G-locked or blacked out. I also rode on the ejection tower simulator. That is exactly what it sounds like, but it's worse because than ejecting out of a real aircraft because it's a 150-foot tall tower on a 79-degree angle. And when you leave the ground, you're leaving with the same speed and forces of an ejection from an airplane, and then you stop in 150 feet. So it is extremely violent, and it's extremely fast. And I've got probably 4 or 5 shots up the rail. We used to call it the rail. And I didn't think about the future of what it was going to, these machines were going to do to my body or anything like that. I was just trying to help out. And you know, I retired from the Navy, and that was in 1991 to 1994. I retired from the Navy in 1997. I walked out the door of the Navy at rated as 70% disabled. By 2003, my injuries, especially throughout my entire spinal column, and every single vertebrae in my neck is an absolute train wreck. I have 2 crushed vertebrae in my thoracic. I have an S1L5 with a bulge that's about the size of a golf ball, and the gap between the coccyx bones, vertebrae at the bottom of my coccyx, is there's no gap at all. And that's just my spine. Remember, my entire body took these stresses in that those machines. And so around 2002 or so, I had to start taking pain medications, and I never wanted to do that. That was not, you know, I never thought I would end up being addicted to pain medications in my whole life. That was just not who I was, and that is not my nature to go do those kind of things. For instance, I was a qualified flight engineer on a $50 million airplane when I was only 21 years old. That's who I am. But that's what happened to me. Every year, as time goes by, I had this belief that if I only took these medicines as prescribed or as needed, and I didn't abuse them, they wouldn't hurt me. I was wrong, and I was almost dead wrong, literally. After being on these medications for that long, 10 years, I had about a year and a half, the last year and a half, I've been on a CEA now for a year since last August. So back from that a year ago, 2011, and back it up another year and a half. By then, after having been on those meds that long, my immune system was so obliterated, and I was on so many other different medications that I had developed a chronic cough nonstop 24/7 that sounded like this. do that for 18 months straight and see what your ribs feel like and how exhausted you are when you can't breathe, you can't sleep. And that's with all these medications. The most sleep I ever got was 2 to 3 hours a night, and I had to knock myself out with medications to do that. And I eventually realized I had to do something different. A friend of mine said, Tony, I don't know what you're doing or what the VA is doing for you with what you're doing, but it's not working. You've got to do something differently because it's not you got to do something else. And he forced me to go see a friend of his in the civilian sector who was a naturopath. And he said I had an inflamed vagus nerve. That's the largest nerve in the body outside the spinal column, wraps around all the major organs. So it's wrapped around my lungs, my heart. Okay, I was getting every 3 months, I was getting a spinal epidural in my base of my neck or spinal column there at the top of the thoracic area to block this major discomfort in my back on the left side. I later discovered that it was my heart hurting because of the inflammation. And that chronic cough was because of congestive, to stay compliant, I'm going to call it congestive rhythmic muscle beating in your chest failure, okay, if you guys get the meaning there. And I was dying, and I knew it, and I had to get off these medicines because I knew that was the source of major source of what was going on with me. I did that on my own in 3 weeks. Because the VA wanted to put me in a detox center after I asked for help and do it in 1 week and then put me on some other medications that I thought were just as bad as everything else I was already on. And I didn't want to do that. I knew that toxicity was one of my major problems from all these different medications I was on. And so after I got off the medications on my own, it took me 3 weeks. I went from 195 pounds to 154 pounds in 3 weeks doing that. That's not the kind of crash diet I recommend for anybody because it was very difficult. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. But I have a wife of 20-something years, almost 24 years now, and I have a daughter who just turned 17, and I needed to try and live for them. But I was stuck. I had all these injuries. I can't take these medicines anymore, but I need them because of all my injuries. What am I going to do? And I had a plan. This was my plan. I was going to get off the medicines. This is before I found ASEA. I was going to get off the medicines. I was going to give it 3 or 4 months and see how I felt or how I was doing. And if I wasn't any better or I was worse, I was going to take the rest of them all at once. That was my mindset. I had no quality of life. It was extremely, excruciatingly debilitating and torturous levels of discomfort. And that's putting it mildly and kindly, okay? But right about the time I finished taking the last medication for pain, I went to see a new chiropractor, probably the only one in all of New England, and at least in New Hampshire, that even knows about this stuff. And I happened to walk in her door, and I think that was an act of God, that God led me there. And she told me about ASEA. And I was barely able to walk. At that point, I was literally at the end of getting off these medicines while suffering with all these other issues that was misdiagnosed by the VA, by the way. They said I had asthma and that my discomfort in my back on the left side was from my spinal injury. So they were literally blocking the pain and masking my real problems and not diagnosing me correctly. So I wasn't getting any medicine support for all of those issues. And when I got off those medicines, I should have dropped dead. I should have dropped dead. I could hear every heartbeat in my ears for weeks when I was getting off those medicines. I could feel every beat in my chest, and I knew how weak it was. I wondered if the next one was going to come or not. That's how sick I was. And there were all kinds of other things going on health-wise that I hadn't even touched on yet. And so she told me about ASEA, and I'm an engineer, so I looked at the science, and I instantly got that. I said, that just makes sense. I said, I've got to do this. I've got to try this. And when I first took a taste, I didn't particularly care for it. I didn't really like the taste. It kind of tasted like pool water, but, you know, I was so desperate. If she told me it would help me and it tasted like motor oil, it was going to go down. I was going to drink it because I was desperate. And I didn't notice much difference after the first 2 weeks. And I'm taking the minimum 2 ounces twice a day. And at the end of 3 weeks, I started breathing better. My lungs were clearing. And my discomfort in my back and wasn't nearly as bad on the left side anymore. And I started sleeping better. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I told her about what was happening. And she said, you know, because you're really sick, if you drink more of this, you're going to get more of these molecules in your body, and you can recover faster. So that made sense, too, and I jacked it up to about 12 to 16 ounces a day for the next 7 weeks. All right, so now after doing that for 7 weeks, that's 10 weeks total. My lungs were clear. My back pain on my left side was gone, and I have yet to take another pain pill since. I don't take any medicines anymore, and I'm rated 100% permanently and totally disabled veteran. I just had a checkup with my primary care physician about a little over a month ago, and she looked at me and said, Mr. Woody, I'm about to do something with you I've never done with a 100% disabled veteran in my career. I'm like, really? What's that? She says, because we typically get seen and monitored closely, the guys that at the 100% level are the most injured, severely injured veterans in the system. And they are at the hospitals all the time. And they get monitored regularly for blood work and all kinds of stuff every 3 months. She goes, I don't need to see you again for another year. That's what this product can do.